Right. So it's a good raya. Omer Ravina, Afana na mitnina. I'll bring another raya. Kibbo biyamin. If somebody, the kohen was makabel the dam with his right hand, that's the way you're supposed to. Supposed to make the kohen has to do his avodasa biyamin with his right hand. He has to make after the shechita. He has to hold the kli to makabel the dam, but he has to hold the kli with his right hand. So kibbo biyamin. This smoyel misayosei, but he has his left hand on the bottom helping him with his right hand. Is avodasa kshera? Still the avodas kshera. Is the kasha why biyamai? The left hand now is helping him hold up this kli. And the chur with the left hand, if you hold the kli by with the left hand alone, is possible. The left hand is possible for the avodim. So why we say here the avodas kshera? Because he's holding with his right hand, but his left hand is also helping along. Lav mishum the armina, mesayayayim by mamish mamina. Here is a chloraya. That since that you're helping along the left hand, you don't really need it. You could hold up the kli in your right hand alone. Just you be misayeya, the left hand, that's aimed by mamish, doesn't pass the avoid. Trashi smoil psula the avoid. If you do it with your left hand, it's possible. Kadiyama parakama the chulin. Komokim shenema etzpa kuna anywhere you mean. Whatever Teres Makba said, Lashin etzpa, you need a kohen, he has to do it with his right hand. If he does it with his left hand, it's avodasa psula. So that's the maskona, misayeya aimed by mamish. If you're helping along, so what the negaya to us was, we have two people carrying out this bag of potatoes, that one person could carry it out by himself, and the other person is helping him along, but he can't carry out himself, then the one that could carry it out himself is chayiv, according to everybody. This is not called shnayim shasu, because we say the one that's just helping along means nothing, like he's not here. So who's here? Only the one that could carry out himself. So we look as if he's doing the whole malacha by himself, and he's chayiv shemus. Right, Omama had before, Zeh yochel v'zeh yochel. In the case where it's a small piece of bread, and you have two people carrying out together. So each one could carry out this bread by himself. It's Zeh yochel v'zeh yochel. He had a machlokes. Rav Meir mechayev. Rav Meir says in such a case, still yechayev. That we had before, because Rav Meir doesn't darshan any of the psukim to pater shnayim shasu. Abi, you're doing the whole malacha. Even though two are doing it together, still yechayev. That's Rav Meir shita. He only dashed in the meat either if one person does Nakira and one person does the Anocha, you're only doing half the Melocha. Or else the second pasuk was that a Yochid does by Roy is best than his potter. But if two people do the whole Melocha together, the Chayim. The Demari Boyelihu. According to Remeya, Bin and Shir Lezer with Shir Lezer, I do my Shir Chadalakula. And look, you see two people carry out a Gregris, one small cookie. The cookie is the size of a dried out date, the size of a Gregris. Now, if one person carries it out, he's taka chayim for Shabbos. That's the shia to be mechayim for it. So Shabbos is the Gregorius. But now, according to Remei, when two people carry it out together, Remei says, Yichayim, do we say it looks like each one is doing half of a whole malacha? But I call upon him, it's only a malacha if it has a shear. So since two people are doing it, you need two shearim here. Or else, no. Kafrot, it's only one maisa it's so. Just two people are doing this whole maisa together. So it's enough to be chayim for one shear. That's the shayla.
Why can't we say the same about Mamashir also?
It's not called Masayeh, because each one can do the whole thing by himself. It's not called Masayeh, it's called doing the whole thing. Masayeh means you can't do it yourself. So since you're just helping means nothing. Here is Zayach, each one can do it by himself. Is Reb Chizda, it's not like Reb Chizda, Reb Hamnuna. Chadoma, Shir Lezeh, Shir Lezeh. We take a look as if both of them are doing like two separate malachis. So you need two separate shirim. You need a shir lezeh. It has to be the size of two gregris. V'chadama no. Shir echo the kulim. It's not like one ma'isa so, even though two people are doing it so what? We look like two people are doing this one itzah of a gregris. Still yichai. Amar Rapapa and Shmei Derova. Afana na'mitnina. Bring your raya for this. Hoya yoyshem agabi mita. A zav that was sitting on top of a bed. He was lying on top of a bed. The abba taliyos tachat abba ragli hamita. There are four different taluses on the each regal, on each leg of the bed. It's Timaeus. We said all four taluses are tummy. Why? Mifnei she'en yechud lamoid al sholish. Because the bed can't stand up with three legs or tilt over. You need the four legs to hold it up. Is v'yamai, is the kasha, why are you chayiv now? Why do we say all four taluses are tummy? Liboy yishia zivul is there. Yishia zivul is there. Why don't we say each leg has to hold up like a whole zav by himself? And the ma'isa here, you have four legs holding up one zav. So for all the four legs to be tumah, the chorish have to be four zavs on top of them. That we had before, what's the shear of holding up a zav to be metameh? Only if you're holding up rov with the zav. So chur, if you want all four legs to be tamei, should have to have four zavs there, because each leg has to hold up rov of the zav. So chur, with just one zav, each leg is holding up a quarter of the zav. So why do I say it's tamei? Lav mishum yamrinon shir echel lekulam. Chur tzaraya, no. You look at all four like doing it together. So all four are carrying out one big zav. So each one is doing a whole malacha. So chur is the chur tzaraya with one shir, all four achayif. Here also with one shir gregris, two people carrying it out, they're both achayif. It's a good raya. I'll bring another raya also. The Mishnah later, Svi shenichnas labayis. If you have a deer that ran into the house, v'noel echad b'fonim. One person goes and closes the door. Sees chay mishum tzeda. That's called tzeda. You lock the door. You're not letting the deer come out of the house. You chay. Noel u'shnayim. What about two people close the door together? Then pturim. That's called shnayim shesun yipotter. What about lo yochol echad lino? One person can't close the door by himself. For Noah Ushnaim, and now both of them did it together, is Chayovim. They're both Chayim. So Chur could be Lo Yach Lech, means each one can do it by himself. It means two people. Each one can't do it by himself. So this is Rabbi Yehuda Shita, where Ze'en Yachav, Ze'en Yachav, Yachayiv. If since each one can't do it by himself, so you need two people to close the door, they're both chayiv. So both of them are chayiv. It's the kasha for Yamai. Why are they both chayiv? Liboy yishir tzidu lezeh v'shir tzidu lezeh. They both have to do like two separate maisa tzidu. The drashi yishir tzidu tzvi l'chol echad v'yechot. You should have to have like two deers in there. So it's considered one person is capturing one deer and the other one is capturing the other one. But since there's only one tzvi there, it's like one shir. Ela shrashi shma mina shirecha l'kulam. This is not a machlokes. So you see from Yehuda that when you need two people do the malacha, that you chayiv with one shear, they're both chayiv. Because considered two are doing the whole malacha. So Rashi lav mishum der minun shear echa the kulam. So it's a good raya. Fight another raya. Omer avin afanam nam tanin. I bring even another, a third raya. There's a locha shutfim shagonvu. If two people stole together, shutfim, the both say they stole. Then v'tovchu, and they both made a tficha, so did a geneva and a tficha, the locher is then yechayav dal vehei. Is chayovim, trashi chayovim, l'shalom tashlumi dal vehei. That's the chiddush in the posik. If you steal a behema, and then you go and shecht it, or else oy mechoroi, or else you sell it to somebody else, so now when we catch you, you have to pay back four and five. If it's a seh, four. If it's a bigger behema, if it's a bigger behema, you pay back four, if it's a behema. If it's a seh, small one, you pay back five. To the kasha of Yamai, why did they say the shut from Achaya together? Liboy shet fichle ze, v'shet fichle ze. Why did we say we shut from two people shechta together? They're both chayiv. You should have to have a shir of two different shechites. Because you have to shech two different behemoths. Lav mishum yaminon, shirecha v'kulam. No, when two people do one shir, that's called they did a whole malacha together. That's enough to be mechayiv. V'yamar Rav Asher yafanan na matanina. Bring another ray also. Zadin shnayim should see a kono shogar di chayovim. If two people carry out a kono, it's a small reed that a gadi the tanner uses, he's chayovim. So Rashi kono gadar ucha de milsa vuoyla v'yared b'shtayim vuoyla v'yared b'shesi. That's what using the shesi use this kono. Yeah, the gadi is what the weaver. The weaver uses this kono for the shesi. Is the chura both for the machayim? The kasher v'yamai leboy yishirayt sol lezeh v'shirayt sol lezu. There's those according to Rav Meir that old Shnayim Shesu is still Yepotter. But it says, Klo, what did these two people carry out? They only carried out a small reed. It's a small Kone Shagardi. It's still the Chayiv. So Chur, it's only a shear for one person. So see, Klo, that's all you need. If two people carry out one shear, they're both Chayiv. If the Maskash Vemai Liboy Shear Oit Sol is there, the Shear Oit Sol is there, Lav Mishrom Yarminon, Shearecha the Kulam, it's a good Raya. If there's one shear for both of them, Yechayiv. The Gemara, Omalei Rav Acha, Brei the Rav Rav Ashi. What's the Rai from this last case where two people carry out this konam? Dilma the Yispek de Lavasho Beitza Kala Lazir or Beitza Kala Lazir? As we had before, what's the shear of carrying out a konam, carrying out a reed? Enough of a reed that you could make a fire and have enough heat to cook up an egg. So maybe it's talking about a nice long reed here, that this long reed makes a lot of fire, it burns a long time, and you could cook two eggs. What's the right? There's only one shear. Maybe that you have a shear for two. So the Demarim came, Lishamin and Kona the Alma. Let it say Stam a reed. Maishna de Garvi, how come it says the reed that a weaver uses? It's a raya, that's a small one. Trashikona de Alma Dainu Lehasaka. Devi Shira Katesim. Diluhai Shira Kadeya Riga. Mashekin here has a different shear. It has a shear Kadeya Riga. For the Marvaita. Of the Dilma the Yispek Del Oreg Bepir, Lizir, Sil Oreg Mapa Lizir or Mapa Lizir. Good this Gardi, this corner, this reed, has to be enough to weave with, but maybe it's big enough to weave one mapa with this person and one mapa with that person. So maybe it's still long enough for two shiurim here. Ela miho lek lamash from minua. The mark from here does no raya. It just says they carried out a reed, shogardi, a corner shogardi. But maybe this corner was a double shear size. So that's why they're both chayit. So from here we have no raya. Tomorrow, lek lamash from minua. Tona kaim of the Rav Nachman. Shnayim shetziyu korner shogardi is pturim. He'll know. Shnayim foshas of Yehudi shita. Shnayim shetziyu is potter. Since you have two people carrying out the small reed, so each one can do it by themselves. That's called Shnayim Shesuot Yipturim. We have Shimon Mechai. That's the Shimon Shita we have. No, forget, this is the Spira. Now Mishnah of Shimon says Yipotter. But here the price says of Shimon says Yechayiv. Even though each one could do it by themselves, still Yechayiv. Fred Gemara Kapelaya. And now Mishnah says just the opposite. As the Shimon is the one that says, you always Potter. And the Yehuda is the one that said that with two people could do it themselves, and it depends. Sometimes Yipotter, sometimes Chayiv. Moriel Eima Chayovim. The Tanakam says Yechayiv. We have Shimon Poiter, as well as according to Reb Shimon. So the Pshat, the Tanakam is Reb Yehuda. Reb Yehuda says when each one could do it by themselves. Now they do it together, that's a Maitzim Mishuni Yepoter. No, each one, that's when Yepoter. Now Reb Shimon is the one. Forget. When each one could do it by themselves, Josh Kapalayat, his epidurb is ill. Reb Shimon who the Poter Shnaim Shetziyu. It's an narration that saying Lechura, two people carrying out together, has to be Reb Meir Shita, that holds Yechayiv. Because here Lechura, it's Zei Yochum and Zei Yochum. By Zei Yochum and Zei Yochum, Reb Yehuda was maybe a potter. It was only Reb Meir that said Yechayiv. So the Tanakam here is Reb Meir, that says even though two people could do it by themselves, but now they do it together, Shnayim Shesu is Chayiv according to Reb Meir. And Reb Shimon is the one that says you're potter even like this. So everything comes out good.
Why don't we say we don't know which leg is doing it, all of them are not coming. So let's say, since each of them can do it on their own, we don't know who's really carrying it.
No, that wasn't the swirl there. The other swirl was, one of them you don't need altogether. Three we need, one we don't need. So one is called the Masayaya. Here, each one could do the whole thing by himself. None of them are the Masayaya. Each one is doing the whole thing. It's not called the Masayaya. Right, that's the Mishnah. Hamaitzi oichlin pochus mikashir. The kli potter. If you carry out a chatzi gregus, a half of a date in a kli, even though the kli is a nice big plate, so the chur of the kli has a shear, you should be chayiv for the kli, still we say you potter. Afal a kli, even potter on the kli. And the svar is that the ikarite saw here is for tzarech the oichel. You want the oichel to be carried outside, just you don't want to hold it in your hand, you're holding it in the kli. So since on the oichel, you potter on the kli. It's like the kli is bottled to the oichel. Shagla Mishnah's clause, Shakli Tfedoloi. Because the Kli is tougher to the Eichel. So since you potter on the Eichel, it's Bochas Mikashir, you potter on the Kli also. Estachai ben Mita. Potter Afal Mita. Somebody carries out a live person on the bed, he's potter even on the Mita. That since his Ikaroid Sora is on the Chai, and there's a Svara, a Chai Nois Yatatma Midiraisa, if you carry out your friend outside Mishnah's Rab and you potter, so within on the bed also you potter. Shash Estachai ben Mita. A person has live weight, he makes it easier, and it's seated nice yitzatzmai. We'll see the svaras later. Shver svaram, but if on a chai you potter, since he's helping you, he's carrying out himself. So even though on a mita, you're carrying out the mita yourself, but vaita, the shamita tfeloloi. The mita is bottled to the chai, so since you potter on the live person, you potter on the bed. Es hameis pamita, let's say carry out to a dead, a mace. The mita, then take a chayiv. Because carrying out a mita, a mace can't hold himself, so it's called you're making the gan tzor. So since the ikar tzor is for the mace, it's called yichayiv. I it's a mlochash and tzrich legufa. We'll still see the Tanakama goes libid of Yehuda. It was mlochash and tzrich legufa is chayiv. So you carry out a mace, yichayiv. V'chein tizayis min a mace, or gzayis min a nevela, or chadosh min a sheret is chayiv. Since the small size of a chadosh or lentil of the sheret is metame. So it's a chosh of a shear. Yechayiv for Shabbos called he carried out something. Reb Shimon Poiter. Shimon says, no, if you carry out a mace out of the room, you're potter. Because it's considered a malacha shrein tzrich lagufa, if Shimon knows you're potter. See, Rashi, if Shimon potter, afilo b'meis sholem, even if you carry out a whole mace out of the room, still you're potter. To have a malacha shrein tzrich lagufa. V'chol malacha shrein tzrich lagufa, elo l'salkem yolem. Why are you carrying the mace out of the room? It's not the pshat you really want the mace to be outside, you're doing the tzorach ha-mace. It's just the what is, you don't want the mace to be here. You're just being misalik, you can take him away from you. It's called having lachash and tzrich l'gufa. It was up to you, you wouldn't want the mace to be here altogether. You wouldn't need this haitzor. Like you don't need the mace we're taking it to. Every haitzor is, you want to take oichel to that house. So you're taking it for the purpose, you want this oichel to be in that house, you want to use it there. So since you want haitzor, that's called tzrich l'gufa. Here when you take the mace out of the house, it's not the pshat you want the mace to be outside, you just don't want to be the mace in the house. So meritzoyna, you wouldn't want to have to take him out of here altogether, that's called etzrich l'gufo. Hilkach lav meleches machshevesi, Reb Shimon. That's Rashi and Tais and Yom Osof like that, that melechesh etzrich l'gufo is as a ptur from meleches machsheves. So new ptur by Shabbos, you need a choshev of melechem. You have to want the purpose of the melechem. Here you don't want the purpose that the mace should be there, you just don't want it to be here, that's called melechesh etzrich l'gufo. Right, Tana Rabbon. Hamoitzi oichlim kishir. If you're carrying out a shear of oichlim, means a gregris of a potato, a whole potato you're carrying outside, is in the kli chayiv al oichlim. If you're carrying out in the kli, you're chayiv on the oichlim, or potter al a kli. But you know you're potter al a kli. So drashi, why she tfelu li oichl? That's like butter to the oichl. So the ikaroid sauce for the oichl, you only chayiv like one chattis. But let's say no, you want both things. You're carrying out a potato in the plate. You want zayid the plate to be in that room because you need to eat other things there, and you want the potato to be there. So you want both things. This side saw for both purposes. Then chayiv af al kli. You chayiv even on the kli. Like we'll soon see what's nagei to. The chur is one hoy saw on Shabbos. So there's only one chiyav chatas anyway. What do you mean you chayiv shtayim here? Drashu imhoy etzorach lekli lishtamish by tashmish acher. You need this plate to be in that room because you have to eat other things in that room also. So you need this plate there. You also want the potato to be there. So you want both these things to be there. So halacha is yechayev zatrash yakol echad biyechad. Yechad mechayev letarti. Atarti yitzos belamecha. Just like yechayev, you do two separate yitzos. First you carry out the potato, and then you carry out the plate. You be chayev two times. Here also yechayev two times. Like more soon after Kashan, what do you mean you chayev two times? In the same case, you potter. The guy carries out a potato in the morning, and he forgot about it. He was a shaggy. In the afternoon, he again carries out another potato. He's right only chayev one chattis. Fiat Gemara, Bechura Shema, mean you want to bring a right from here, this Bryce now, Ochol Shnei Zeisa Chelev, Delem Echad. Somebody eats two Kizesim of Chelev, and forgetting that it's also Delem Echad, chayev Shtayim. You want to tell me it's chayev two chattoyim? About it's not Emes. Havad, the kozeman you didn't realize in between you're doing a chet, it's called like one shkogo. So no matter how many zeisim achelot you eat one after another, since you don't realize in between you did a chet, it's considered only one achilo. You only chayiv one. So here also on Shabbos, if you keep on carrying out all Shabbos, and the whole time it's one shkogo, you forgot that haitzor is also on Shabbos. You only chayiv one chattis. So what do you mean here, you chayiv two? And the Gemara of Omer Avsheshes, Hocha b'mayaskinon, some are two different cases. You were shogag al oichlim, and you but kli you were mazed. Rashi sheshogag al oichlim mazed al kli. Oh, my chayad ktoni misa. It means you have two chiyuvim. Some other case. He's oichlim. He thought for Shabbos you're allowed to carry out oichlim. He didn't know there's an issa it saw an oichlim. So when he's carrying out the potato, he thought it's mutter. He's only chayad chatis. But then he's carrying out the plate with the potato, a plate he knows is also to do, and he's doing it amazing. So that the Bryce says, Yechayiv tu means Yechayiv misa. In such a case, you have two chiyuvim. You have a chiyuv chatis for the potato, for the eichel, because that's your shoydig, and you have a chiyuv misa for the kli. Maskalor avashi, vo'afala kli katoni. It's mashmano, the same chiyuv that's on the eichel is also on the kli. Vo'afala kli katoni. Mashmano, they're both the same chiyuv. So Rashi Mashmir Shnei Chiyuvim Shavim. They're both on the gate of Chiyuv Chattis. That's the kasha. How do you have two chattoyis here? There's only one chattis. El Omer Avashi, Num Tzis is like this. Hagoyin Sheshogag Bazen Uvazen. He talked and forgot he did not know you're not allowed to carry out Oichlim, and he forgot he did not know you're not allowed to carry out a Keli. Both are Shoygi. So Shaila, what's the pshat yechayiv to chatoisim? The kind of test like this. Later, after Shabbos, he was noydi, remembered he carried out food. And he made it for noydaloy. And he had a idea. And he did not know at that time he did the second chet of carrying out the kli. Then, v'chozav noydaloy. Then later, he had another idea that carried out the plate. So the Shaila, the idea is mechalek or not. Over Plukta, the Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish. There's a machlokes we had before in Klal Gadol. Is Yediyah alone mechalek or not? That's the machlokes here. That's why here Yechayev two chatois. So Rashi, Plukta, the Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish. The Yeflugum, the Yediyah is mechalkos. Is Yediyah that you know you did a chet? So the Chura, now there's a svarim that you have a chiyuv to bring a korban for that chet. So about you have a chiyuv to bring it, we say the korban is only oimid for the first chet you did. Then later, when you find out you did a second chet, you need a new carbon for that chet. Per klagodim. If lagnami rasheshi ravashi yochon, rasheshi lemuki lohochi yisav, then you did a smachalkus. Ravashi yisav, you did a smachalkus. Same machalkus here also. So that's how you have this chidish here. But avad, if there wouldn't be a case where you have your diya in between, avad, you only chayiv one chatis. So if you eat a few zaysi chaylev one after another, and at the end you realize you did all the chet at one time, avad, you only chayiv one chatis. A little bit. Says Esachai the Mita Potra Falamita. The Mishnah says if you carry out a live person on the bed, you even potter on the Mita. We say why? Because since if you carry out a live person with your eyes, it's mutter. So we say the bed is a tuffle to the person, you potter on the bed. For the more lame masnis and rebnosanhi. For loy rabbonim, our Mishnah can only go like rebnosan, not the rabbonim. What's the machlokes rebnosan and the rabbonim? The Tanya. Hamoitzi behem machayev yoyf. Somebody carries out on Shabbos the behema. Or else the chayiv v'yoyif l'shus rabim bein chayin bein shchutin chayiv. That's how the rabbanon. Even if you carry out a live behemoth, you pick up the lamb and you carry it outside, you chayiv on Shabbos. That's rabbanon svarah. Vice versa, even though it's alive, it's still called hoitzor. Rabbi Nosson Neimer al shchutin chayiv. If you shecht the behemoth is dead, then I'm asking that hoitzor you chayiv for Shabbos. V'yachayim poter. But calls the man the behemoth is alive, mid your eyes to carry it out, it's mutter. Sha'achai nois yatatzmoi. A live person carries himself. As often as smart, you put him in the raisa. Very schwer smarum. But it's called, it's a ptur mid your eyes. Avadim mid rabboni, not like carry out somebody. But mid your eyes, it's mutter. So Taisa says the smarum. Look at Taisa, interesting. Sha'achai nois yatatzmoi. A live person carries himself. Taimalari, loma potter. Di mishum sha'achai make a lot smoi stand like live weight. You make yourself a little bit less. A person weighs 100 pounds. So you want to say, instead of weighing 100, he weighs only 90. But can I know for 90 pounds is a good height? You chayiv for that. Madik, you carry out 1 pound, you carry out an egg, you chayiv. Savadi, if you carry out the 90 pounds, you should be chayiv. Maybe you want to say, whenever you carry out your friend, since he's holding up his weight leg, it's considered he's helping you. So it's considered like two people are carrying him out. I'll tell you, that can't be. However, he's zeh yochel v'zeh no yochel. You could carry him out, but he can't carry himself out. And he's not on the ground. He's in the air. He can't move himself out there. So the she'en ha'nisui yochel isatzmoi. If you're being picked up, you can't move yourself. B'loi ha'noisei. V'noisei yesh b'koyach v'noisei afilu ha'yemeis. Havada, when you're carrying out your friend, a chil between 2 pounds more, 2 pounds less, don't make a difference. You can carry him out even if the guy is mace. So what's the pteria? What's wrong? What's the difference if you carry out a potato, yechayiv, and you carry out your friend, you pot him? Why should your friend, the chayiv, pot him? But Yair Marie, you have to say to the Mishkan Garminim, this is swirling out from the Mishkan. So how you know some dove chay? Stam, they never had such a tzor in the Mishkan. He didn't find this noch in the Mishkan. Shatiyoshim ve'elem o yehochim raglein. The name of their old life used to walk themselves. And the fish they used to carry used to die. Also the fish here they didn't carry out. So they didn't carry was the chai. So Tzoktais is not really a svara. Just in the Metzias, this type of the malacha wasn't in the Mishkan. In the Mishkan they never had a Metzias where they carried somebody alive. So therefore that malacha is not like in the Issa. Of the Gefort still, you have to have a svara though. Good, they didn't carry that. So I'll tell you also, in the Mishkan, they didn't carry a tape recorder. They didn't have any tape recorders then. So tell the Chur now, if you carry a tape recorder outside, you should be potter. Because in the Mishkan, they didn't carry tape recorders, so today you carry out a tape recorder, you should be potter. But I don't know. Now you say, why is a tape recorder different than a potato? So Chur, still you need a svara on taste. But he said they didn't carry out live people. But so what? Like, why is a live person different than a potato? So we still have to say, like the Gemara says, some svara. A person is different because he carries himself. No other chayfetz helps along the carrying. So that's why a person is called in a different category by himself. Every other chayfetz is dead weight. You have to carry the whole thing. But a person helps along a little bit. See, even though that's not a svara by itself, the patiyum, that's only a svara to say a person is in a different category himself. Now we have to look. In the Mishkan, did they make such a tzor that this type of chayfetz is a live person? No, they didn't make that tzor, therefore you put them. But not even have to face, you need both svara, like the Gemara says, that a person does hold up himself. So Chur was saying, the Rabbanan say though, if you carry out a live animal, you chayiv. Rabnosin is the one that says you potter. So Chur, our Mishnah only goes like Rabnosin, and not like Rabbanan. So tomorrow could be no. On my Rav name, Afilu Tamer Rabbanan. Even the Rabbanan are more than the chil between the behemoth and the person. Ad kan lefig Rabbanan le Rabnosin le behemoth. Chayiv yoyf. The Mishabatin Afshayu. A behemoth, when you pick it up, it fights you. It's pulling itself down. So therefore, there are bottom hole when you pick up an animal, even though he's alive, it's considered you're picking him up completely. He's not helping you at all. So I can't, he's pushing himself down. By a person, it's not considered he's fighting you. He's not pushing his weight down. It's considered when he goes up, he's helping you go up. That's why a person is different. Say goodbye to Gemara. All right, stop.